Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael. April is National Poetry Month. Started in 1996 by the Academy of American Poets, it celebrates poetry and the role it plays in our culture. Radio St. Pete welcomes Melissa Carroll to the studio today to read a poem from her book, Body of Starlight, published by Sweet Aperitifs. Hi, Melissa. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much for having me again. Great to be here.
So what have you got for us today?
Today I have a poem from the collection Body of Starlight, and it is titled Anika, which is a Pali term from the Buddhist tradition, which means impermanence. And I live just south of St. Pete on a cattle ranch, so it traces a year, basically, of seeing things flourish and then not flourish. And the poem begins with a quote that is attributed to the Buddha. Better it is to live one day seeing the rise and fall of things than to live 100 years without ever seeing the rise and fall of things. So this is Anika. Season of blackberry, season of hooked thorn, season of striated sky, calving season, of blooms split off leaves and pollen hanging in heat like unsaid wounds. Season of cirrus, then season of cloud glut, season of slow evening rains. Season of hustle, season of fever, season of talking too much. Season of fly hatch and lizard egg, season of dragonflies cutting the lower sky. Season of locust, season of frog song, season of tilling and seeding and waiting. Season of easy mornings, two eggs in the skillet, season for poems and honey. Season of purge and scour, season of burn piles and meteor showers. Season of harvest, season of burial, dusk and early darkness. Season of quiet, cold, season of music, neon, tonic, pyrite. Season of mud boot and firefly. Season of drought, then floods. The cypress stands submerged, then sucked dry in keen circles around the sun. Now, this very day, the lettuce yelps out of dirt and spirals skyward until its flowered breath exhales, its leaves turn bitter. This very day, we take our shovels to bury the stillborn calf, red fur slick with afterbirth, her blue eyes full of clouds. We hoist her by her small hooves to the ditch we dug near the shade of a live oak, our silence a sacrament, while in the next pasture a young calf watches, blinks, chews her cud in the sun. By next season, today's sadness will give way like topsoil to some unforeseen joy, some slant of light, some greater pain come round to take its place.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're so welcome.
That was Melissa Carroll reading from her body of work, Body of Starlight, published by Sweet Aperitifs.
Thank you.